Nobody.
Okay, whoa, we're on recording. Loie, how are you this morning, guys? I hope everybody had a wonderful day, and I hope everybody had a super night last night. Get it? Super night? Shirley, you get it?
No.
No? Not so funny?
It's one of the worst of the worst.
That was one? You want to hear a terrible rabbi joke I heard last night? So this guy shows up and he says, "Rabbi, I'm 60 years old, and I know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says 60 years old, lezikna. I don't want to be old." The rabbi says, "Don't worry about it. It also says 40 years old, you get chachma. You didn't get that. You won't get old age." It's a classic rabbi joke, huh? Pay man. Pay the man. Okay, let's go. Let's learn Hashem's Halakha Torah. Itmar, it is stated. We're up to the two dots of Mem Dalet Amud Beis if you keep a score at home. And if not, you should be. Okay? Samter, you ready? Okay. I get to teach two Samters on Sunday. What a chashav hazachtami. Ketana, shen eskacha. Don't worry about it. I'll explain it to you later.
You explain
to me after we're good. Ketana shen eskacha. You have a minor who accepted upon herself kiddushin independently, shelog lidas avia, without her father's consent or knowledge. And when the father hears about it, he keeps quiet. And we don't know if that's a haskama, if that's an agreement or not. Armor Shmuel. Remember, this is Shmuel. Says Shmuel, we are concerned that maybe the father consented and the kiddushin is chal. Therefore, tzricha get. She does, in fact, require a get. And utzricha miun. She also requires miun, which is, again, this principle that normally is like this, we're going to see in a moment, but normally, if a ketana gets married off by her mother and older brother as some sort of marriage, she could do miun, which is saying, "I don't want," which is this derabbanan dick type of rejection. Amr Karna, comes along Karna. Karna is the name of a person, right? The corner. He is a chacham from the Talmud that lived in the south at the time of Rav and Shmuel. So what does he say? Dvarim bego. This is strange what you just said, Shmuel. In get, if she requires a get, which holds that the shtik is mamish, allowing the kiddushin to be resulted to me da'araisa, lam amiun. Why would you require a miun, which is implying a kiddushin derabanan? V'im miun, and if she has to do miun to the husband, so it sounds like the kiddushin is not resulted to me da'araisa, then lam aget. Your whole, what's going on here? So Amrulay, the Chachamim who in the base medrash said to Karna, Ha Marukva, Wa Marukva, who's the Av Bezdin, Ubeidina, and his Bezdin, Bikafri, who were in Kafri, let's go and ask them what their thought is. But when they went to ask the Shaila, Afhuha, they flipped it. They said that the opinion of Karna was the opinion of Shmuel, the opinion of Shmuel was the opinion of Karna. Shadru l'kami d'rav, they sent the shayla to Rav. Amru l'hu. So they said to the shluchim, Ha'elaykim, that's a shvua. This ketana was miskadish without the knowledge of her father. Tzricha get, utzricha miun. Shitaka does require both, get and miun. V'chasle l'zare de'abba bar abba, and I have pity, chalila to the descendants of Shmuel, the son of my father of my father, Dinemahachi, who said, Imget lam miun, immune lam get. Remember, he criticized Shmuel for saying that, even though it was really Karna who said that, because when they went and posed the Shaila to Rav, they flipped the opinion of Shmuel and of Karna. Okay, now the Gemara is going to delve deep into this idea as to why you need both. That Rav holds like Shmuel that a ketana that's mekadesh without the knowledge of her father does require get and mute. And the Gemara is going to explain. V'taymamai, what's the reason? Amar v'achabreid Rav Ika tzricha get. The reason why she needs to get this pashut. Why shemen esratza av b'kiddushin? Because taka, maybe the father thought, givaldik, I like this young man, and he wants the kiddushin. And therefore she needs to get to permit her to remarry. But also tzricha miun, she also needs miun. Why? Shemalonis ratza av the kiddushin. Maybe the father didn't want the kiddushin and the kiddushin is not chal at all. And she receives a get. And if they see the get, they're going to say the kiddushin is chal lemais v'yomru. And they'll say the following. Remember, this expression is going to come up a number of times. Ein kiddushin toivsin ba'achoisa. Let's say this young lady's sister then marries this guy. Traditionally, If somebody marries their sister-in-law, that kiddushin is not chal. But in this case, that perhaps the woman never really was married to the guy. Reuven never really married Sarah, right? Because maybe the father didn't want. And therefore, if Reuven married Sarah's sister, the kiddushin would be chal. Therefore, we need a miyun. And what is the miyun telling us? That the get is only a chumrah. And therefore, if Reuven would marry Sarah's sister, then perhaps the kiddushin would be chal. Amr Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman gives a caveat. How's the weather, Dr. Kirschenbaum? I see the snow. Amr Rav Nachman. I'm making fun. Amr Rav Nachman. What? 16 schools closed. Yes. Amr Rav Nachman. We should shut right now. Amr Rav Nachman says the halakha of Rav Nachman. Rav and Shmuel, who says that perhaps the Ketana wanted kiddushin, is talking about a case that v'hu sheshidchu. There's something called a shidchu or a mishudeches, which means the following. Today, when a guy goes to a girl and says, will you marry me? That has the halachic significance of what's called a mishudeches. And therefore, there already is a connection. Therefore, even though the father of this ketana did not know she married this guy, she accepted kiddushin, there already was a prearranged agreement between these two individuals that they were going to get married. Okay? But if there was no shidduch set up in advance, and the father did not agree to this, we are not concerned at all, and she does not require a get. So Rav Nachman qualifies this, and he says there must be at least an idea of mishudeches. Ula, remember Ula, because we're going to hack a lot about Ula. Ula amar ketanis is miskadesh without her father's knowledge. We're not concerned about kiddushin bichlal. Ve'afilu miyun einu tzricha. Even miyun she doesn't need. Meaning one opinion says you need to, hold the phone, you need get, and you need miyun. We're all concerned. Comes along Ula and says we're not concerned at all. The Gemara says, wait a second, v'afagav deshidchu. Even if there was a mishudeches prior, even if they set up an arrangement that this is going to be the shiduchin, like you ever see Fiddler on the Roof, where the two parties agree, right, beforehand, and then they bail out, okay, whatever, ayin sham. Mandit, so now, the Gemara is going to give the teretz. Mandit mitneha, the one who says, ula, that comes to argue on Rav and Shmuel. Lo mitneha, did not learn the dinner of Nachman in the opinion of Rav and Shmuel. Meaning, Ula argues on Rav and Shmuel, but perhaps he doesn't argue them in a case where there was shiduchem in advance. Where does Ula argue on them? Only if there's no shiduchem. There you do not require get and miyun. That's one possibility. But if there was shiduchem in advance, then he would require a get. If the woman accepted kiddushin, the ketana accepted kiddushin without her husband's knowledge. Ika di amri. Another way of learning the opinion of Ula. Amar Ula, ketana shen iskadesh shelo l'das aviyah. A ketana accepts kiddushin without her father's knowledge. Afilu miyun, eina tzricha. Does not even require miyun. Ula is not concerned because the ketana is doing nothing. Okay? So according to this lashon, the words of Ula were said independent and not on the opinion of Rav and Shmuel. So it could be that Ula says in a case, whether there's shiduchim, whether there's no shiduchim, it doesn't matter. Nevertheless, a ketana, a mice of a ketana, is what's called garnished, be garnished. Irrelevant. Moser Rav Kahana, Frekter Rav Kahana, Kasha, based on the Mishnah in Yevamis. Now, who knows the first Mishnah in Yevamis? Good. Let me explain the first Mishnah in Yevamis. The first Mishnah in Yevamis details the following. There are 15 women whose tsaros are exempt from Yivam and Chalitza. What's a tsara? A tsara is a tragedy, right? No. A tsara is also a co-wife. So, if Reuven is married to two women, one of them is Shimon, his brother's sister, and not Reuven's sister. Whatever, exactly how that works out, go home and draw a diagram. So, Reuven is married to two women, Yenim and Shimon's sister. If Reuven dies, Chas Vishalom, without children, Shimon does not have to do Yibum or Chalitza to Reuven's wives. Why? Because one of them is his sister, and the other one is the tsara, is the co-wife. That's the first Mishnah in Yevamis.
What?
Go home and figure it out. Reuven didn't marry his sister. It's not his half-sister. It's Shimon's half-sister. It's not Reuven's sister, Bichlal. Go home, draw a diagram. I said it's complicated, but we'll leave that piece out. It is possible. Okay? Because, right, Yivchatois, it could be Shimon's half-sister without being Reuven's sister. B'chlal, again, a lot of people have to die in the generation above for this to happen. We're not going to do it now. Maser of Kahana. Think about, you know, Von Miller instead. Maser of Kahana. The Kula, and if you want to learn Mishnayos last night instead of that. Anyway, but that's not my style. Maser, I'm sorry. Maser of Kahana. The Kula. All 15 of those Arayas in the Mishnah, that their tsaros are exempt. Im Mesu. If the relative dies, O mi ano, or Reuven does miun, O nizgarshu, or Reuven divorces, O shenimsa islandus, or the relative turns out to be somebody who cannot have children, then sarosehen muteris, then the co-wife becomes permissible. That's the Mishnah, okay? So if Reuven is married to two women, Shimon's sister and another one, if Reuven divorces, or miuns, or does any of these things to Shimon's sister prior to dying, then Shimon can do Yibum to Reuven's original wife. So says the Gemara, what's the case? What's the case? The Kidshaman. What's the case of Kidsha? Elam the Kidshavia. If you're going to tell me that the father was in charge and set up Reuven's Kiddushin, Bimiyun Sagile, is Miyun enough? No. Get Maluboy. You need a full-fledged get. Elav the Kidshi Navsha. Oh, it must be that Shimon's sister, what'd she do? She went and married Reuven, independent of the father. Uktani, and it says, what? In the Mishnah, Dibayi Miun. That you require what? You require Miun. Oh, says the Gemara, no. Umosav love, umifarik law. He asks the Kasha, and he answers the Kasha. Kigoshinase law. This Ktana had what's called the Maisa Yisoma Bechayav. She had the act of an orphan in the age of her father. How could that be? How could she have an active orphanage in the age of her father? So she was example. She was married once before by her father. That guy died, and then she remarried to Reuven. So if that's the case, then perhaps she has a din of Yisoma when her father's still alive, so she can mekadesh herself midirabbanan. Okay, that's the case of the Mishnah. So we have no raya either way. Maser of Nuna. Rav Nuna asked the following kasha. Ein mochra krovim. The krovim. A person is not allowed to sell his daughter as an amivriya to a relative. Why not? Why not?
Because they can't do yid.
Because they can't do yid. Because what's the whole purpose of amivriya? That hopefully should lead to some sort of marriage. But if it's a karuv and it can't lead to marriage, what's the point? Says the Gemara, Ein mochra lekrovim. Mishum Reb Lezer amru mochra lekrovim. Reb Lezer disagrees and says you can, even though they can't do kiddushin. Vishavin. And they agree, both the Chamin and Reb Lezer, Shemochra Almana le Kohen Gadol, and Almana can taka marry a Kohen Gadol. We're on Amud Aleph now. Can Almana marry a Kohen Gadol? No, but you could sell an Almana to a Kohen Gadol, even though the Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana, right?
How you
and a Grusha v'chalutza, and you could sell a Grusha and a Chalutza le Kohen Hedyut.
How are you having an Almana to a Kohen Gadol?
No, what's the kasha?
How was she married before?
And then the father now has the right to sell her. Good question, Asher Zeli. Because that's not my question. That's not your question. You know whose question that is? It's the Gemara's question. Look at this. The guy's an Eloi. Says the Gemara. He must have learned during halftime yesterday. Look at him smile. He's so pumped up. Hi, Almoni. What's the case of the Almoni? Hechi dummy. Who's the dummy? What's the case? Elaim with the kidshavia. If you're going to tell me that the father was the one who's mekadesher mi matzim mezavilo, could the father sell her as a amivria post kiddushin? We learned earlier in the Masechta ha'era d'marcher zbita l'shivchas acharishus. A person cannot sell his daughter into shivchas post marriage, so it can't be that elav what the kadesh ihi nafsha. It must be that she mekadesh herself first without the knowledge of the father, and yet says the Gemara. Kakari Almone. She's called a widow, even though we said that she married herself off without her father. And therefore, she would require a get, or at least a miun, which is a kasha on Ula. Because Ula says you don't require miun to this young lady who marries herself off without her father. So says the Gemara, no. Amar of Amar of Yitzchak, what's the case? Hacha, here, what are we dealing with here? What's this daughter who's called an almana, who's mekadsha to the Kohen Gadol? It's talking about the kiddushay yud. This is talking about a kiddushin that her adon did, and when she was a shivcha prior. Okay? And therefore, this is going according to also, he has one more kenach, Aliba de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. This is going according to Shitas Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Maos Harishonos, the initial money that the father gave when he sold her off, when he received Lav LeKiddushin Nitnu, they were not given for the Kiddushin, rather only given for the Mechira. And if this Adon came, the first owner came to Mekadesh, he needs to give an additional pruta for the Kiddushin, and Nimsa, it comes out that the father never got for her anything. Therefore, there's no kasha now that the father, once again, is reselling her to the Kohen as Almana, and therefore it's no kasha on Ula, because Ula maintains that there's got to be no mi'undan, and there doesn't have to be a mi'undan in this previous case. Yeah, Usher Zell, you had a question?
How can you have how is the father able to sell his daughter a second time?
Because you're allowed to.
Once you're freed.
Yeah, you're allowed to.
You're allowed to?
Yeah. Okay? You can't do shivchas acharish, but you can do shivchas acharishivchas. Okay. Next. Well, he's going to quote Rabbi Yosef. That's why we had to include that. Now, the following. The father... Okay, let's go. There's another chashash in the following four scenarios. Maybe the father wanted the initial kiddushin and didn't want the kiddushin sheni. Let's read the Gemara and then we'll go back. Itmar, say this following. Mace, the one who's mekadesh the ketana without the father's knowledge. Okay? So Reuven marries our young girl prior to the age of 12 without the father. And now, instead of Reuven's dead, what's the deal with Shimon? Amar Avuna Marav, what's the halacha? Mima'enes lima'amaro. Mimer is a rabbinic enactment in the state case of Yibam, which means the following. In a standard case, Reuven dies, Shimon comes to do Yibam. Before he does Yibam, he's got to give money to the woman. It appears as if it's Kiddusha, but this is a rabbinic enactment in the process of Yibam. So in our case, if this is a katana at Mima'enes, once Mimer's done, there's Miyun done. But Eino mima enes lezikaso. But if it's purely a zika to Shimon and there was no mimer done, you don't have to do miyun. What's the case? Case, let's go. Asa ba mimer, if Shimon came and did mimer, tzricha get v'tzricha chalitza. Tzricha miyun. You need to do three things. Shimon needs to give a get, Shimon needs to do chalitza, and Shimon needs to do miyun. Why? Let's go through each one. Tzricha get, number one, Shemen Esratza'av. Because maybe when Reuven married this young lady, the father wanted it. And therefore, they need a get from the second. Tzricha Nisratza'av, B'kidushay Shady, excuse me. Because maybe when Shimon gave the money, what? The father wanted Shimon as a husband for her daughter. And therefore you need a get from Shimon. Tzricha Chalitza, why does she require Chalitza? Because maybe in Shemen Esratza'av, B'kidushay Risha, maybe when Reuven gave the money, and for Kiddushin, Taka, Reuven's father was thrilled, and therefore it's full-fledged Kiddushin, and now when Reuven dies, Chalitza is required. And finally, Tricha Miun, maybe you need Miun, Shemalonis Ritza'av, Lobe Kiddushin Risha, Velobe Kiddushin Shady. Because maybe the father didn't want Reuven's marriage, and therefore Chalitza is not required, didn't want Shimon's marriage, and therefore a get is not required, but Miun is required. Why? Yomru ein kiddushin taifsin ba'achosa. Because since you're giving a get and chalitza, you'll say the following. So now, if Levi would marry this young lady, what? It would be no good because the get and the chalitza were given. No, there was only miyun done. And since there was also miyun done, it wasn't a legitimate marriage. Okay, we'll stop over here and we'll continue tomorrow, please God.